So I'm sure you heard the news this morning that Dave Gazzelli will be joining East Coast Gold from Monday. He's on the line. Yowza, tell her, Dave.
Hello, my love. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm near your house. Do you know that?
Do you, stalker?
I am. I'm just having a look at your house. You need to do something about those curtains in your bedroom.
It's so bizarre because I'm talking to you and I'm looking through the studio door and I'm looking at your son. I mean, how crazy is life, right?
Oh, he's better looking than me. He'd rather do that.
So listen, I'm so thrilled. And I spoke to Damon earlier today and I said to him, on a personal note, it's really special because both yourself and Damon, and Johan van Bargen, rest in peace always, JVB,
wow,
were such huge integral players in my life as a child and in my intention of wanting to get onto East Coast Radio. And here we are in another chapter as we sit side by side alongside each other on East Coast Gold. So from a personal standpoint, I'm in an aha moment right now, like a real 360. So I'm thrilled.
Well, that is lovely. You really humbled me, Jane, honestly. I'm glad, you know. I just love what I do. And I've been doing it for quite a while now. It's almost like a steady job. And, you know, it's just a passion. I think once you lose the hunger and passion for anything, then you must stop doing it. But each day I wake up and I go, wow, I'm doing radio today. You know that. I mean, you're full of that passion as well.
Absolutely. How long have you actually been doing radio for? I mean, if you take from your
four years.
No, I want to know, though. I mean, this is impressive because I think a lot of people can get caught up in the kind of, I don't know, like doing a few years at this job and then moving over and doing a few years at that job. And, I mean, you've been one of the people that's really stuck to your knitting and done radio, man. You're a radio guy.
Sure. No, I've done 40 years. I started when I was five. So,
five.
40 years it is, Jane.
Wow.
And in that time, I've worked for top commercial stations. I mean, Capital 604, obviously, was my start. This little blue-eyed boy in Port St. John's. that was strange. You know, I was in Johannesburg and they said, right, come to Port St. John's. And I said, which way out the car park is it? Port St. John's. It took us 17 hours to get there. It was an absolute nightmare. But anyway, and then from there, of course, to East Coast Radio, and I had 20, 21 really happy years at East Coast.
Wow.
Really
happy. Now, of course,
and in that time, you develop a brand. You know, the brand of East Coast and the brand of Capital was very, very strong. And when you sort of team up with a brand that strong, your own brand grows from strength to strength.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And then from there was magic. It was Cape Town.
Yeah.
So that was my last station. Was in Cape Town. Yeah, great station, playing Gold and Oldies, similar to East Coast Gold in a way. Magic 828, so I had a nice, happy 4.5 years there.
And you return back to East Coast Gold or the East Coast family on Monday. Now, of course, you know, radio, a lot of people think that radio is just about playing music, but it's also, of course, it's about the connection with people, right? I mean, it really is hand in hand with music and people. And I think that's what's so special about East Coast Gold is because it's steeped in nostalgia and it's rooted in music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, we all have a lot of memories that go with those tunes. And I want to ask you, you know, looking back on your career or your life, are there any standout songs that maybe you think, yeah, I remember that song and I remember how it made me feel? Anything come to mind for you? Have we lost you? Oh no, he stopped and stalked outside my home. Okay, well, how's that for a great throw? Okay, so we're going to connect with Dave again and find out if there's a song in particular that he reflects on with such, you know, keen affection and all those memories come flooding back. Here are the Beach Boys, a very happy first birthday. It's East Coast Gold. It's the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations. We were busy chatting to the legend, Dave Gazzelli, and we lost him, but we got him again. He's been found. Dave, hello?
Yes, I'm here. And I love the way you were talking about connection, because that's what radio is all about. It's one-to-one. And me, personally, I'm a kind of a storyteller. I mean, there's some stories I'll take to my grave with me. Others I'll possibly share on East Coast Gold. And it's about developing a relationship with that listener. Jane, you know, just quickly, I think the greatest compliment I ever had was a lady while I was on East Coast who said, I just want to thank you, Dave, for keeping me company. It's like you're sitting next to me on the couch with your arm around me.
Mm.
And I think that's what you, if you can, have to try and achieve. That's what radio is about.
Yeah.
Connection. Right?
I mean, I was chatting to Damon again earlier, and he said, you know, the move from, you know, East Coast Radio to the UK, of course, was a very hard one. But he said the relationships and the connections that he had with the East Coast public at large has been something that has been so personal, you know. And he'll just get like an inbox message or, as you say, like a comment from someone that you don't know the impact that it has. Because we are human beings, you know, human to human, heart to heart, eye to eye, voice to ear, whatever that may be. It's all about the human connection.
100%. And I mean, and when people meet you, like this morning, I was doing a gig at the Pavilion. And the response was incredible. And some of the comments as well on the Facebook page, I mean, it just humbled me, Jane. It really, really did. So, yeah, it looks as though people are ready to welcome me back into the East Coast fold.
Absolutely. So, listen, do you have any particular favorite tunes from the 60s, 70s, or 80s? Firm Dave Gazzelli favorites?
I like the 70s. One song that will always stick in my mind is Bridge Over Troubled Waters. It was the first song that was played on Capitol in... or in 1979. Yeah, the song by Al Green called Let's Stay Together,
which is
my favorite song of all time, and I'm not going to tell you why. And the other song is You to Me Are Everything by The Real Thing. But, Jane, you know what? There's so many.
I know.
Over the years, I mean, I could do it. Yeah, they'd all be vying for the number one spot.
Do you remember the last song that you played on East Coast Radio?
Blimey, I don't. Not terrible. I don't remember yesterday.
What did you have for breakfast?
It's called getting older, or maybe I don't know.
It's called a senior moment. No. I like it.
Yes. I actually don't, Jane, I'll be honest with you. I'll never lie. No,
well, we look forward to playing a whole lot of other tracks, one by one, as we move through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Welcome to East Coast Gold. You're an absolute legend. And
thank you so much. And you know what, the people I'm working with, you and Gordon Graham and Alex Jay and Damon, it's like a formidable team. Even though I say it myself, I mean, it is.
Listen, as a girl that sat on the back seat of her dad's car at 6 years old, you don't know how I feel about being on the lineup. So I thank you and all the other gentlemen. Thank you very, very much.
You know how you make me feel now after saying that. Okay?
You get better with age, dude. You get better with age. Lots of love. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, my darling.
I don't dye my hair, by the way.
You're like a good one. Now go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, it's the only, it's Dave Gazzelli.
East Coast Gold. Classic hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.